Welcome to the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room Podcast. We are here to podcast about anything and everything Star Wars with you. Please visit our website where you can play current and past episodes. That's https://rabr.kylejohansson.us. That's rabr.kylejohansson.us. On the left-hand side is a navigation menu. You can use this to learn how to load the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room podcast on your Android or Apple phone and tablet. And we have direct links to our podcast on Apple and Google Podcasts. Please participate by connecting to our social media, answering questions of the week, or submitting feedback directly from the site. Again, all of these are available at the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room website at rabr.kylejohansson.us. And now, it's time to talk Star Wars. I am Kyle John Johansson, and this is Andrew Scott Sutton. Say hello.
Hello. I'm going to switch back the video. This, for some reason, the video keeps going upside down on this. There we go. See, here I am. Off to the side instead. All right, so today we're reviewing Star Wars The Bad Batch Season 4, or Season 3, Episode 4, A Different Approach. And so we're going to, we don't have any news, but we're going to do an unboxing here in a few seconds. Then we'll do a recap of the episode and talk a little bit about it, maybe at the end. I don't know. I don't have very much, but we would appreciate anybody's feedback, though. So please do that. Yeah, I'll have some places to send feedback at the end of the podcast. But let's get going here. We got a unboxing. Let me share my screen. Share screen. I want just that. And I want to share sound. Here we go. Now we have a special treat. It's unboxings. Yeah. I love it. All right. Let me move this so I can see better. Okay. So let me play. And we've got another unboxing, of course, yes. Got my trusty tool. Yeah, stabs me, makes me bleed. All right, let's open. Here we go. Ah, look at that. Three sides got open here. Seal tight. Stupid Amazon tape. Other tape. Nice bubble wrap. What is it? What do we got here? What? Oh, the female with a lightsaber. Ahsoka series. Look at that be 687. Remember what I told you, the numbers go in sequence based on the show or series. Look, oh, those little cute little eyes. That's Shinati. 687, one of Scott's favorites, I think. Look at that. Yeah, let's look at the side. Shinati 687. There's the back again. One, two, three, six of them. Wonder how many of these I'll be getting. We'll see. 687. They're all dressed up and everything. That's a good view of what the extra bobblehead looks like. Obviously, we're not going to open it up because it's in a nice, clean box that, you know, we're going to have to dust every once in a while because it's going to go on a shelf. But that's it. There we go. Let me stop the sharing. Change it back so we get audio. Share. All right, so we're back. So that was the unboxing. I don't know. That was the one that didn't play last week, I think. Seems so familiar, but then again, it was because I have played it so many times to make sure it works, I guess. But anyway, so today we're going to go through the spoilers going forward.
Spoiler alert. Danger, you're about to be spoiled. This is your spoiler alert. We're about to talk candidly and explicitly about some TV shows or movies. If you have not watched them, please fast forward to the appropriate section. You will not be warned again, because you will be spoiled.
All right, so yeah, spoiled. So go watch the episode before you continue. So today's episode had director Saul Ruiz. Ezra Nachman was the writer. It was edited by Matt Michinovitz. And of course, the music score was done by Kevin Kenner, Sean Kenner, and Deanna Kenner. Today's cast, we had a full cast of Clone Force 99. We had Wrecker, Hunter, Crosshair, Batcher, and also Commander Scorch were all played by D. Bradley Baker. Omega was played by Michelle Ang. And Dr. Royce Hemlock, played by Jimmy Simpson. Nala Se by Gwendolyn Yeo. Captain Mann, played by Harold Lloyd, along with another stormtrooper, number two. Liam O'Brien played the bartender droid that was kind of a lippy. And he played stormtrooper number one and three. We had the chatty alien that told us some information that was played by Sam Riegel. The street urchin, which I think is the one that... scammed him out of some credits for the location of Badger. That was played by Meg Marchand, and the ticketing agent that told them they needed 30,000 credits or something like that to board the shuttle. That was also played by Meg Marchand. And I did mention Badger was also played by D. Bradley Baker. So let's go ahead and get some fake advertisements going.
Are you planning your next trip to Tatooine? Well,
come on down to Pelly's Mod and Repair Shop, where our droids will spruce up your wagon. We'll service just about anything from Starfighter Corellian Y-1300 freighter to a Vespa hovering scooter. If we don't have the part, we can get it. If you qualify for our special program, we'll provide you with any part our Jawas can get. Well, that's right. Come on down to Pelly's Mod and Repair Shop, where we can store fuel and upgrade your vessel. We're located at Tatooine's Mos Eisley Spaceport, Hangar 35.
35. That's pretty near Ron's Sparkalorium. Abron, sorry. Didn't mean to have a mouthful of food. So, again, today's episode, Bad Batch Season 3, Episode 4, called A Different Approach. Originally aired February 28th, had a running time of 28 minutes, and it's still in our timeline of 18 before the Battle of Yavin, which is, Battle of Yavin is when the first Death Star was destroyed by Luke Skywalker. Pew, pew. Right in the hole. Use the Force, Luke, the Force. So, that means it's time to grab your favorite beverage, pull up a chair, and join us in the Rebel Alliance briefing room. That's very quiet. All right, so starting out, following the escape from the Tanis base, Omega and Crosshair flee on their stolen Rogue-class transport shuttle. Through hyperspace, Omega attempts to contact the rest of the Bad Batch, but Crosshair warns fixing the shuttle ship's damaged engines is more important. Or they're gonna die. With the ship's stabilizers not working, Crosshair decides they have to land and takes the ship out of hyperspace. The shuttle descends into the atmosphere of a terrestrial planet known as Lau, and it crash lands in a field near a mountain range. Lots of sharp rocks. It looks pretty dangerous. Omega wants to extract the coordinates to Tannis to rescue the other prisoners, but Crosshair warns that Galactic Empire will be looking for them. Together with the Lucre Hound Batcher, they head towards a spaceport located a few clicks to the east. You know, so they can get some supplies and maybe another piece of transport. Back on the Tannis base, Dr. Royce Hemlock informs the imprisoned Nalasay that Omega and Crosshair have escaped off-world. Nalasay acts surprised, but Hemlock responds that he is aware of her attachment to the young clone. He expresses suspicion that her earlier samples from Omega never yielded results, yet one tested by Emily Carr indicates a positive M-count transfer. Nalasay claims the positive result was a false positive for an aberration like Omega. Hemlock hopes to test Omega once she is recaptured and warns Nalasay that her future is uncertain. Don't need you anymore. We've got Omega. Meanwhile, Omega, Crosshair, and Batcher travel through the grim streets of a local town near the Lao spaceport. When Omega notices the presence of TK troopers and asks if the Empire has been alerted to their presence, Crosshair explains this is a standard presence of an occupied world. Omega wants to send a message to Hunter, but Crosshair responds that the Empire is monitoring all long-range comms, and they should try another way. Crosshair thinks bringing Batcher along is a liability, but Omega disagrees, which we'll find out. He was right. At Omega's prompting, the two steal local clothes and fit in with the locals. Crosshair also comes up with a plan to steal a shuttle from the spaceport. At the airport, they find the entrances are heavily guarded, and Crosshair wants to take out the guards, but Omega decides to bribe the ticketing agent. The agent offers to sell them two tickets, plus free space, free for Badger, for a total of 30,000 credits. Omega protests, but the ticketing agent responds that the offer is non-negotiable. Dun, dun, dun. So they go about the streets to see if they can wrangle up some credits. Omega and Crosshair argue about the tactics for getting off-world. Outside a cantina, Omega proposes hustling to earn some credits, because she's pretty good at games, I guess, you know. The local street urchin watches him from outside. Inside, Omega discusses her hustling plan with Crosshair, who thinks it's foolhardy. Omega plays a game with a Transdosian Patreon. And Imperial Captain Man enters with two stormtroopers and orders drinks from a bartender droid. The droid tells Man that the newcomer Omega is drawing lots of business in today. By that stage, Omega has beaten the Transdosian in two rounds. Man tells the Transdosian to leave and takes his seat. He challenges Omega to a game of balance. Which looks to be a card matching game, kind of, I don't know. Looks like a cross between, gin and something else. But meanwhile, two Imperial Stormtrooper pilots spot the clone's stolen shuttle and decide to investigate. Back at the cantina, Captain Man is unnerved by Batcher and tells Omega to get her out of the room. Omega signals for Crosshair to take the hand outside, and Man notices that Omega and her dad are strangers. Never seen you before. Omega claims they are travelers. We're traveling through. We're just passing through. Man commends Omega and tells her that the victory is imminent for him. However, Omega reveals that she has 3 Eastern Stars up her sleeve. What? The bartender, Droid, announces the game is over and crowns Omega as the winner. Dum, 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 dum. Yeah. Man initially signals his bodyguards, but concedes defeat and allows Omega to take the 20,000 credits she has won. Before Omega and Crosshair can leave, one of the stormtroopers informs Man about the crashed shuttle. Man then forces Omega to forfeit 10,000 credits under the pretext that gambling is illegal on the planet, and he threatens them with the rest if they don't pay. Some sort of tax, I think is what he says. Omega reluctantly gives Man credits, and he departs with his stormtroopers. Omega tells Crosshair they have 35,000 credits left, enough for 2 shuttle tickets on the shuttle and a little bit extra. Outside the cantina, the 2 find Batcher is missing. The street urchin offers to help him find the hound in return for 10,000 credits. 10,000? They're losing credits fast! When Crosshair intimidates him, the boy backs down and lowers the finder's fee to 5,000 credits. He tells them that the Imperial officers and troops snatched the hound and they're heading for the cargo docks. The boy then leaves with his credits in a hurry, which, you know, that if we're keeping track, there's still 30,000. They can still make the shuttle. Omega wants to head back to the cargo docks, which lies in the opposite direction from the spaceport. Crosshair wants to abandon Batcher, but Omega refuses to abandon the hound. She tells Crosshair to take the credits and says she can find her own way off-world. They're going to split up. Crosshair considers this and then decides to go with Omega. Workers are loading crates containing wild animals while stormtroopers guard the facility. Crosshair reluctantly agrees to help Omega sneak into the docks, which are surrounded by a high metal fence. The 2 locate Batcher's crate. Omega wants to free the other animals, but Crosshair disagrees. The 2 are ambushed by Captain Man. What? Where did he come from? Bum, bum, bum. His stormtroopers and the cargo dock guards are all present. Captain Man demands that they give back his money as a fine and reveals that he informed Dr. Hemlock about their presence. He reveals he is aware of the crash shuttle. What? This guy's tricky. When Captain Man demands they hand over their credits, Omega feigns surrender but allows Crosshair to resolve things his way. Oh, his way. Pew, pew, pew. Following a gun battle, Omega and Crosshair take a shuttle out at the control console. Omega releases all the caged animals from the pens, including Nunyas and Void Striders. The stormtroopers and Man are overwhelmed by the stampeding animals. Crosshair tells Omega to take Batcher and power up the ship while he deals with the Imperials. Pew, 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 pew. Omega and Batcher board the cargo ship and prepare for takeoff. Man attempts to shoot Crosshair, but the clone trooper unlocks a Rathar crate. The man is grabbed by the tentacles monster and flees. Crosshair flees up the gangplank as stormtroopers arrive for reinforcements. He also retrieves the money pouch. Omega does a successful takeoff, with the stormtroopers being blown away by a blast from the cargo ship's engines, which I thought was pretty funny. The guy was like, and he blew him back. It was pretty funny. You had to watch it. After the fugitives depart Lao, Hemlock's clone commandos search the wrecked shuttle. A clone commando informs Dr. Hemlock that Omega and Crosshair have escaped on a stolen cargo freighter off-world. Hemlock informs the others that the ship maybe tracked, and that their operatives should be informed. And he wants Hemlock. Hemlock wants Omega found immediately. Track him and get him. Get him! While traveling through hyperspace, Crosshair warns Omega to ditch the ship because the Empire will be tracking them. Omega agrees and explains that she has arranged for Hunter and Wrecker to meet them at a remote location. Crosshair doubts his former comrades are alive. He just thinks, you know, they've already been captured and dead. They've been by themselves without Crosshair. They gotta be. So they travel to Rylos, nearest moon, where their Marauder is waiting. What a pleasant sight to see in Omega's face. Wrecker gives Omega a hug and lifts her up. Omega is delighted to see him. We see that they're both kind of crying and, I missed you. Wrecker says that they traveled the galaxies 4 times to find her, but Hunter corrects him that it was 5 times. And then they hug, and oh, it was a tender moment. Nice and sweet. Hunter is pleased to see Omega and walks down the gangplank. He hugs Omega and tells her that they've never stopped searching for her. Never would have, ever, ever. When he asks how she escaped, she tells him she had help. And Batcher comes down. No, Batcher's already there, I think. And then they see Crosshair exit the ship. Both Wrecker and Hunter tense up because they're not sure what Crosshair is going to do. And then we see credits roll. Credits roll. Yeah. So, yeah, that was a pretty exciting episode, especially at the end there when we got the, you know, the fighting and the escaping, and then, you know, the tender moment at the end with the reunion of Hunter and Wrecker with Omega. Well, we'll got something to look forward to in the next episode where we see how they react to Crosshair. We see if Crosshair has changed his mind or if he, you know, he still thinks he deserves to be in prison because he's done so many bad things. Maybe that means to, you know, he's changed his mind on everything, especially since he shot that captain a while back last season. So we'll see what happens. I spoke briefly with Rick and Scott. You know, obviously they're not here today. And Rick is kind of busy moving some stuff. Scott is also busy moving who knows what. He's just a busy guy. Rick believes has many, many, he's desperately trying to find himself a prediction for the season. And he thinks that Crosshair is a plant. Crosshair is how they're going to track down the Bad Batch team and eventually capture Omega and whatever happens. Scott thinks kind of the same thing. He believes that, Omega is going to escape and disappear out into the Netherlands and we'll never see her again along with Hunter and Wrecker. But I'm not quite sure. I still have that prediction where, I think that Omega turns herself in. Because we all know that, in the sequel movies, that Project Necromancer was a success of some sort. Palpatine has returned. You know, that scene where we see that Palpatine's return and they're like, we don't know how, we don't know. I don't get it. Well, that's Necromancer, and we see him, hanging on the hooks. I don't know if you heard that. That was my phone. We see him hanging on the hook, getting all his nutrients and whatever it is, because apparently his body can't walk. I don't know. All right, so we want to hear what you have to think about that, and we're gonna do that by feedback. Feedback. So we have several ways you can give us feedback. You can just yell at your screen. That'd be a good one. But no, we have an email, feedback@kylejohansen.us. That's kailejohansen.us. We're also on, that was weird. Did you guys see that? My Zoom crashed. I need to find out where it crashed at, huh? Hello? Headphones. Play down video. Yep. Still a thing. All right. Yeah, I'll have to find out. So, again, we're looking for feedback. And you can do that at several places. feedback@kailejohansen.us. We have our website, and on that website, you'll see a link somewhere below here sometime. On that website, on the left-hand side, I believe, there's a link to a feedback form that you can fill out, and that comes to us, and we can respond and all that. We're on Twitter or X. Our handle there is @super_duper_pod. We're on Blue Sky at Rebel Alliance Briefing Room, all one word. And of course, we post a video of our podcast to YouTube along with the audio now. Since Google is getting rid of their podcast app, all of our audio is now going up on YouTube. So you can put comments there. Please comment as much as possible. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you think. We hope you listen to the entire podcast. I've noticed that several people listen to the beginning and they don't go all the way through. So hopefully you've listened all the way. And since I have no guest host to help me talk a little bit, we're going to end now.
Thank you for listening to the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room Podcast.
Please visit our website where you can play current and past episodes. That's https://rabrkylejohansen.us. That's rabr.kailejohansen.us. On the left-hand side is a navigation menu. You can use this to learn how to load the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room podcast on your Android or Apple phone and tablet. And we have direct links to our podcast on Apple and Google Podcast. Please participate by connecting to our social media, answering questions of the week, or submitting feedback directly from the site. Again, all of these are available at the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room website at rabr.kailejohansen.us. This podcast in no way is approved, sponsored, or owned by Lucasfilms Ltd., Disney, Disney Plus, or any of its subsidiaries. All opinions are solely owned by Kyle and or Scott, and in no way express the views or opinions of their past or present employers. Views and opinions are not supported or restricted by Lucasfilms Ltd., Disney, Disney Plus, or any of its subsidiaries. Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or any or other use of this podcast and its affiliate sites without consent of Super Duper Podcast Network and its host is prohibited. I am Kyle John Johansen, and this is Andrew Scott Sutton. Say goodbye now.
No Andrew. No Andrew or Rick today. They're both busy. Rick is out of town moving some stuff. And Andrew is busy with other things as well. So we'll hope to see them all soon. And thank you for joining. Bye-bye.